Okay, folks, we're going to leave the cat world now and progress into JavaScript.
Pretty much the same thing.
Nah. Okay, we were looking at this one last time, which is Math Answer. Just do. I've been hitting strange things. Okay, so last time, just before we left, we talked about the fact that if I type in anything other than an asterisk, I do the divide. So we went in and we fixed this, and let's see if I can find what I called it.
I think we opened it up in Notepad and changed it.
Right. And I think I saved it, which is what I'm about to try to find it.
I think you say that something like multiv or multivide or something.
Yeah.
Okay. So open file, and now you just have to tell me which drive I saved it on.
Should be in that one. Multiv, right there. Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Ta-da. Enter the first number, 8. Enter the next number, 4. Enter the divide. And that worked. Okay, so this is where we were. We had gone in and said, okay, that's not going to work. I want to only do the divide if they enter a slash.
Yes.
So we changed that so that the else, okay, this is what I want to do if it's true. The else is what I want to do if it's false. So if it's false, I want to ask another question. Is it a slash? And if the answer is yes, I want to do that, and if the answer is no, I want to do that. Okay? So essentially, if you look at the flowchart for this, if it's an asterisk, yes, I do the multiply. If it is no, then I'm asking, is it a slash? And if it is, I do the divide. And if it's not, I'm putting out 0. I could have put out problem, the word problem, instead. Then I drop down and I write it out. So if you look at this, after I finished, I drop down and I do a document write. Okay? So this is, I store something in answer for every one of them. And then I write answer. Now, I could have put the document write inside each one. Okay? But I chose to only put it once. And the reason is that that really is a better way of doing it. Because I.O., input-output, is expensive in time. Because it has to not just happen internally, it involves a device. So if I am issuing a write statement 3 times, it has to generate the code behind the scenes for a write 3 times. Here, it only has to generate it once. So that's a marginally better way of doing it, okay? So I now have, if it's an asterisk, I do a multiply. If it's a slash, I do a divide. If not, I am making it 0. Okay, now I want you to go in and fix this program so I can do add, subtract, multiply, or divide. Okay, so take the program and work on making it so that I can do add, subtract, multiply, and divide. So what am I going to do? Well, this else is no longer going to say zero. That else is now going to ask about the next thing. Okay? So go in and work at fixing this up, and then we will do it together. And if you have questions, that's what Lindsay and I are here for. It is just sitting there with the saving ink notes lately. Before I can write. So in this spot right here, you're going to have another decision where you're going to ask, is it an add or is it a subtract? Instead of doing the zero, you're asking, is it an add or is it a subtract? Okay.
So wouldn't it be, it would be another if?
That's right.
Okay.
So, we want to change this to add another.
Okay, that's the logic for it. And I made the complete flowchart this time, which includes set up the variables, prompt, and I just put one prompt because, again, the flowchart is kind of a guide to me. So I'm prompting for three things.
Plus, we need to use the parse, right?
That's right. Three prompts, and then I go down and ask the questions. Then I fall down and write. That says write, believe it or not. And then I close. I'll stop. I'll just stop.
So those brackets, it looks like they close all the else's. That's
first,
I think.
From what I'm looking at there, it does
I don't know if it's because it's my, like, I need to look nice and clean, and sometimes I tab, and sometimes I hit space.
I try to make them line up underneath each other. So, this is the original question of ifs, and that is its else.
That's where I'm confused on. Why doesn't the middle else have one? If that...
Okay, like,
that was my text editor.
This is, I'm asking a question up here, and I'm saying else... And that's what I want to do if that question is not true. So once I have gotten inside the else, now I have another question to ask.
But that question doesn't need a bracket in it for itself.
It gets a bracket here.
For the answer.
That's for if. That's for if it's true. This is for if it's false.
Okay.
So really it's like the same, because this is if it's true, but the no, it's not true for this is more complex.
But for my second else, like how yours last one says else answer equals zero, mine says else and then another if.
That's right.
I wouldn't surround that if with a bracket, it would be the answer for that if.
That's right.
You put answer, yeah, equals. And then do you remember once you get the
what you have to do when you just ask for this tip, or just say contaminability. Yeah. Instead of keeping that, you need to ask, so you need to put something. You can put parse tool, if you want to use decimal, parse integer, if you're using a number. And do you remember?
It's a book plus for our first time. Yeah, I think but it really.
Yes, no, true, false can be interchangeable. I noticed that I interchanged them. True and yes are the same. False and interchangeable. Usually I do either or, not both of them. There should be another one coming. I have it just grew up.
I usually sneeze at threes.
I do too. But at least twos. I don't do ones.
It's always three. Yeah, mine's not working.
Okay.
Using a comma.
Not comma, semicolon, possibly. There's no commas in this one.
For subtraction, it's just the subtraction.
Do that in the
that's right.
Part because
plus is just the plus sign.
Yep.
But in the answer,
but yeah,
it needs to
the
be parse float first num plus parse float second num.
Right. And
do
parenthesis
I
around the numbers.
Parse
float parenthesis the number. And parse float the F is capitalized.
So, I think this will just be it. Just
a second.
Parse float space and then parenthesis around first num.
Yeah, but no space.
No space?
No. I probably will take this space, but that sounds the official best way.
But it still should run.
Yep.
I'm wondering how to know.
Okay, so if it's a plus, you can forget that one because this is the one you want. So maybe you with the answer. Okay. There's not a lot of else's going on there.
Okay.
Every time you get a no, if you want to have it, you can, okay, you can construct this with just all ifs if you want to and not do an else. But the more accepted way of doing this is to ask an else. But since all of the questions are independent, you can ask, is it an asterisk? If it is, do this. Forget it. Then start another if. If it's a slash, do this. If it's a plus, do this. If it's a negative, do this. A lot of people, however, like using the else's for runnability because then you don't have to ask all the questions. When you find an answer, you're all set. So,
do I need to change the prompt at all? Would it not run because I don't have all the symbols in those?
No, it could care less. Yeah, are we going to change the prompt? Yes. But is the
trying to figure
that's
out.
Something people notice, computers don't notice. Okay, I'm going to go over it in a minute, and then you can kind of follow through and see where you map to me.
Are you going to go over the else version or all the ifs?
I'm going to go over the else version first, and then I'll point out all the ifs. Okay, so anybody got it running? Anybody at the point where it's time to be show? Okay. Okay, so I'm going to go over it now, and then we'll talk about other ways of doing it as well. I started out by saying, is it an asterisk? If it is, do this. Else, and then I decided the else would ask another question. So I said, if what to do equals a slash, do this. Else. Okay, so now I'm down at the point where I need to ask another question, yeah.
So, only the first else needs to have everything inside of it in a bracket. Because every other else just has it around the answer.
But everything else doesn't have a continuation. Wait till I finish doing it and then ask.
Yeah.
Okay, so now what I want to do is ask another question here. Instead of saying answer equals zero, the no to is it a divide is to ask another question. And the other question is about the plus. That's kind of line. Not a very good orange joke. Okay, so I'm going to come over here and I'm going to say if I can't do that because I'm in the source. Duh. Come on, you can do it. Multiply, divide was the name of it?
Multiply.
Right, there it is, okay. So, now what I'm going to do is I'm saying, if parenthesis, what to do is equal to a plus. Okay, so my question is it a plus? And if it is, then what do I want to do? And I'm putting in a parenthesis to hold what I want to do. And then I'm going to say, answer equals parse float first num plus parse float second num. Okay, so that's going to be my add. And then I need to close the curly brace that goes with that, because that's what I want to do. I'm now done telling it what I want to do if it's a plus. Now we're going to look at what do I want to do. I want to check and see if it is a negative. So I've got an else. And I am saying, okay, answer equals first num minus second num. And that finishes off what I want to do if it's false. Okay, I'm sorry. I forgot the same thing somebody just said they forgot. So what if they didn't type all the right things? So I need another if here. I was thinking if it wasn't one of those, it has to be a negative. But remember, you can type a Z. So I'm going to say, if what to do equals a negative. Okay? Because I want to have a reserve if I hit a Z. So if it is a what to do equals negative, I am going to have a curly brace and I'm going to say the answer equals first num minus second num. And then I'm closing that one, and now I can say, okay, if it's none of these, else, and whenever I say if or else, I put down the curly brace, else answer equals zero. And now let's see what I have for curly braces down below that will match up with this. I think I've got all of them, but we'll check it and see. Okay, so for my first question, this is what I want to do if it's true. So if it's a multiply, if they put in the multiply sign, that's what I want to do if it's true. If it's not true, this is what I want to do. All of that. Okay? Now, the first thing I ask in this else is it a slash? And if it's a slash, then true, I want to do that. False. Whoops, wrong place.
I think that was just an extra brace from the old file. Yeah, I think so. Under the second else, I don't think it should happen.
Okay.
But I'm not sure.
This L, that's okay. That one goes with that. No, this one goes with this. I think this is right. We'll find out. I probably should have tested it first. Okay, so that is the true, and this is what I want to do with this false. Then I say, okay, if it's false, I want to ask if it's a plus. And if it is, then I want to do this if it's true, and I want to do that if it's false. And then I say, okay, if what to do equals a negative, this is what I want to do if it's true, and this is what I want to do if it's false. Okay. So that is the way that I can ask it. Does that make sense? Yeah.
I like to have everything, like how you have each of them indented. I like to have everything lined up with the sign. Is that going to make any difference in my code?
It's not going to make any difference in your code. It will make a difference with people like me who say, oh, why is he doing it that way? Because more people do it my way than your way.
Yeah.
But it's fine.
Okay.
Okay? If you can keep track of them that way by doing it that way, that works. Okay? This is the more conventional way. And in fact, in some languages, they actually do indenting for you to kind of force the indenting issue because they feel that it matches up better. Okay. So do you see how I got these? Whether you did it or not, can you see how I got these curly braces and how they line up?
Okay.
Does it make any sense?
So every else does need a curly brace underneath.
Yes.
And then
now there are, you can get away with some stuff. I'm teaching you the right way to do it. Can you get away with missing this and that? Yeah. But this is the way that is supposed to be, the curly braces, the way they're supposed to be if you're using curly braces. Questions. The important thing is to go through and do what I just did. To keep track of the curly braces. He said he thought I was off by one. And I could well have been. And the only way I could check it was to say, okay, this one needs a match, this one, and go through and make sure everything is matched. One of the things that I frequently do when I'm doing something like this is I count. How many opening curly braces do I have? How many closed curly braces do I have? If I have the same number, then my odds are that I may have done it right. If I have a different number, I have done it wrong. Okay, I can't get it. So that's the way that I can set it up. Now, there are other methods that you can use. One of the other methods is to forget about the else's and ask each question individually. Actually, before we do that, I'm going to actually run this and make sure it runs. So I need to do a file save. Okay. I think I'll get rid of all the ink here. Or actually, I won't before I do it. This is a complete flowchart. And in your homework, I've asked you to do a complete flowchart of the things you're doing. If you look at the flowchart, it says set up the variables. That's what I did. I set up the variables. Then it says do the prompt. And I did the prompts. Now, if I was not running out of space, I could have put three prompt symbols. But I just wrote three prompts. Because what a flowchart is supposed to be is a guide for me when I write the program. So telling it three prompts is fine. The parallelogram here is I.O. The rectangle is I'm just doing something. So after the prompts, I came down and asked my question. Is it an asterisk? If it is, multiply. If not, is it a slash? If it is, divide. If not, is it an add? If it is, add. If not, is it a minus? If it is, subtract. Otherwise, zero. And if you look at these, the curly braces really work on this. This has a curly brace here. This has a curly brace here. This has the curly brace here, and it ends over here. And so you can actually go through and kind of see where the curly braces go in this, too. Okay. And then I ran out of room, so I said, okay, go to A, and there's A. And I'm writing and stopping. Okay, because I write out the line, that's what I did is write it out, and then I just stopped the program. So that's a flowchart for the entire program. Okay, and you're going to be doing something very similar to that in homework. Okay? If you run into problems on homework, don't just throw it up in despair. Ask. Yes.
Did the code work?
I'm going to try that now.
I didn't know.
I got distracted when I went back and saw the flowchart. I'm easily distracted. Okay. So I'm saying enter the first number, so I'm going to put in a 5. Enter the second number, I'm putting in a 7. And now I'm going to put in a plus. And 5 and 7 is 12, so at least that part worked. Okay, now what I did notice is, in doing this, I should have gone back and changed the prompt and said, or a plus, or a minus, okay? Not that the computer cares, they don't care what I write there. But for me, when I saw it, I knew I wanted to enter a plus. It didn't give me permission. It was better to change it.
What's the comma for? That's in quotes.
The comma, it's a separator before the quotes. It's not in quotes. This message is in quotes. The comma then says, this is what is put in the box that pops up. Quote, quote means empty. Quote, quote means nothing. So, in the first two, I put a 0 in the box. In this one, quote, quote, means I put nothing in the box. Okay? So I am saving that now, file save, and I'm going to run it. And this time I'm going to test for the subtract. So it is saying enter the first number, and I'll put in a 6. Enter the second number, I'll put in a 3. Okay. What did I just do? And how did I just mess up? All I did was change that, right? Let's try that again and see if I did not act right when I was entering this stuff. Okay? So I'm saying enter the first number, 6. Enter the second number, 4. I don't know why I didn't get it before, but I got it now. Enter a minus. And it gives me 6 minus 4 is 2. Now, I should go back and check to make sure I didn't mess up the multiplication and division that they're working. And I should also go back and check and make sure that with the Z, I get something. Okay, so I'm going to go back and check the Z. I'm going to have 5, 5, and then put in a Z. And when I put in the Z, I get the answer is 0, so that's working. And I'm making the assumption that you shouldn't make, that I didn't mess up my multiply and divide. But part of what you do is when you have a bunch of options, you write the code for all of the options. Okay? So now let's look at other things that I could have done. First of all, and I shouldn't be telling you this because it's not the right way to do it, but if you only have one thing to do, if I only have one thing to do, I can get rid of the curly braces. And it lets you get rid of the curly braces if it's only one thing to do. Not a good habit, because then you suddenly decide, no, I want to do a second thing there. And then you have to go back and add the curly braces for everything. He's debugging from a distance. Okay. Now, the other thing that several of you did is you said, I'm going to do all separate ifs. So notice I'm getting rid of the else's. Whoops. And then down here, I've got to keep the else. Actually, I don't have to keep the else. And there's the problem. There's the problem with doing it this way. So I started out and I said, if what to do equals an asterisk, then do this. I'm done. Drop down to the next if. If what to do is equal to slash, do this. I'm done. Drop down to the next if. Is it a plus? If it is, do this. Done. Drop down to the next if. If what to do equals negative, do this. Now I have a problem. And my problem is, how do I handle if they didn't enter the right thing?
One else.
If I have this just one else, this is saying if what to do equals negative, do this else. So let's see what's going to happen if I do that. And it's kind of interesting. Okay, so I'm going to leave it this way, and we're going to try this. Okay, so I'm coming over here, and I'm doing file, open file. I think I saved. I hope I saved. Does anybody notice whether I saved?
Nope.
Oh, well. 6, 7, add, and that's 13, and now I'm going to look and see if I saved.
Nope.
Nope. So, we're going to get rid of this. Wait a minute, you get a question in a minute after I've sought my life out here. So I'm now going to do a file save. Your responsibility is remind me to save things. Okay, so now I'm going to do back and refresh. Enter the first number, 7. Enter the next number, 7. And I'm putting in a Z. And it's saying okay, and it's telling me the answer is 0. Okay, so I put in a Z, and that's fine. I got the answer is 0. Okay, but if I put in an asterisk, okay, so let me run this. Okay, the first number is 6, the next number is 7, and then I'm putting in an asterisk.
Blank.
Okay. Actually, why am I getting a blank there? So let's look at this.
Would your else be overriding all of the other ifs?
Yes.
Because
except
so
that that's what I expected it to do, is say answer. Okay, so if you look at the logic, it's saying if what to do equals asterisk, do a multiply. Okay, so I do a multiply. No else. So then I'm saying, okay, drop down. Is it a slash? No. So it doesn't do anything, right? Then I drop down. If it's a plus, I do the add. Okay? Then I drop down. If it is a minus, I do the subtract. Else, if it's not a minus, then I do the answer equals 0. And I don't see why I'm not getting that. Do you see it, Lindsay?
A curly brace on your... No, they match.
They match.
Yeah.
Because what this is doing...
So it's basically saying anything, no matter if it's a plus sign, right, slash, it's going to be the 0.
If it's an asterisk, I am doing the multiply. And then this ends, right? That's the end of that if statement. So it ends. Then I drop down, and the next thing says, is it a slash? Not a very good slash. I drop down, and I say, okay, is it a slash? And if it is, I do a divide. And that's the end of that. Then I drop down and I say, is it a plus? And if it is, I do an add. And if not, I do nothing. That's the end of that. And then I drop down and I say, is it a negative? And if it is, I do the subtract. And if it's not, I do the 0. Okay. So according to the way I look at this, if it is an asterisk, I did the multiply. But if it's not an asterisk, I drop down. If it's a slash, I did the divide. Okay, but let's say it was a slash, so I did the divide. Now I drop down. And I come here, and I say, is it a plus? No. So I drop down. Is it a negative? No. So I claim I should have gotten a 0. And you all agree with me, right?
I agree with you. Yeah.
So,
that's not how it looks at it, right?
That is how it should look at that. So I've got to look at this and figure out what I did wrong.
That's why I don't do multiple ifs. I'd rather use the help of this person.
Oh, I would too.
Yeah.
And the problem with this is that when I ask the first question, it works fine as long as I put the right thing in. But the no to is it the sign is only on the last one. And so that's...
So you would need to go if else, if else, if...
That's right.
And that's just, you might as well just do else is at that point.
That's right, yeah. Exactly.
Okay. So you're just making more work for yourself.
Right. If you were 100% sure that it was always going to be right, then you're all set with this approach. The problem is if it's not. Now, and we'll run this again and see where it is. The other way to do that, but we haven't got there, is to end this one and then put in an if statement where if you say, if what to do is not equal to an asterisk, and not equal to, etc. And just put in a whole big thing of not equals. But that is time consuming too, and complex. And I claim that if I put in and did the multiply, and then I came down and I got the answer that it's not a negative sign, I should have got answer equals zero. And I swear that's what I should have got. Except that when I run this, has anybody tried it?
Huh?
You're not understanding what I'm saying?
No, I don't know.
Or you're not getting it?
We're not getting the pop-up.
Oh, okay.
White.
Yeah.
I just get my code back.
And I also just do not see what I've got wrong. Because I've got these two go together. 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 Where's the problem?
Thank you.
No, yeah, I don't see it.
Well, isn't it with that one, even though you don't have else's under all the ifs, isn't it technically the second one of them is a no? It just registers the first else?
If I understood what you asked, so try me one more time.
So you have nothing under the ifs in terms of an else.
That's right.
So when the answer's no, it drops down to the next if.
That's right.
Because you put an else in one of them, if it's no for any of them, it'll go to the first else.
That's my theory.
So that's what I think. But so that means if you put a slash, it won't work either.
Right, so we're going to try. No, if I put an asterisk. Okay, what I'm going to do, we might as well play with this. Hopefully something will be learned, at least by me, because I'm the one that made the mistake, okay, or haven't done something. So I'm going to put out an alert here. Remember, an alert does a pop-up, and I'm going to put out alert answer. Okay, so I'm putting out calculate answer and then put out a pop-up that will tell me what answer is. Yeah.
Do you need a semicolon at the end of the what to do? At the if?
No. In fact, you can't have it.
Okay, so that might be the problem.
Where do I have it?
You don't, but I do.
Oh, okay. So yes, that could be the problem.
Shouldn't have
because
a semicolon.
That's right. Okay. Because the if statement, a semicolon means it's done. Okay? If you put a semicolon after the if statement, then it's done and it doesn't do the other stuff.
I have an answer.
Okay, so I'm putting up an alert on all of these, and this is a good debugging technique. So I'm putting up an alert where I'm saying answer. So that means whatever I do here, I should be able to see the answer.
That's weird, because I have it running now.
Yours is running?
It looks just the same. So, I don't know.
Maybe I did something wrong when I was running it.
I have no idea.
Because I think it was right. You think it's right?
Yeah, because I did it. Mine puts out problem instead of zero, but I did a multiply.
Sometimes I'll copy
the answer
paste.
Is problem.
I'll right. copy. I'll copy the whole thing, take it out, and then paste it, and then save it, and it'll work.
That no, it does. Okay, so I've got this. All right. And we're going to try this, and if this doesn't work, put yours on a flash drive and come up here. File, save. Okay? So now I've saved it, right? Everybody saw me save it.
Yeah.
Okay? So now we're going to come in, and we're doing file, open file. I'm not even doing a refresh. I'm going back and saying multiply, divide. Okay, so, end of the first number 5, end of the second number 6, and I'm putting an asterisk here. So it tells me 30, so that's fine. That's what the alert did. The alert is telling me what's an answer. So that's now a 30. Okay? So I'm saying okay, and now it's working. There's the zero, and so it's working. Okay, so it then dropped down. It wasn't a divide. It wasn't a plus. It wasn't a subtract. And so it took the no and got the zero. Okay, so it's working this time. Flying saucers are a real thing, folks. And they come in and they invade my code periodically. Okay? I have no idea why that didn't work before. I assume I did something when I was running it. Yes.
Do you have a tip for managing your curly braces so that...
No. I only wish I did.
Like, do you ever tab? Or do you just use space?
I just use spaces, but like you can tab.
Your first else will be 3 spaces, then your next is 4. Next.
I just more do it a little bit and then decide what...
Because if you have a curly brace, like...
I'm less methodical about it.
Like if you have an else, that, like the first else, how it covers everything.
Right.
Nothing can be in that line of the first brace and the second.
Right.
It's like a wall.
Well, it's not that anything, in fact... Oh, we're getting into lots of things and we're never going to get past this problem. How are we doing that? Okay, so a lot of people, okay, my turn, folks. A lot of people like to put the curly brace up there and the curly brace that ends it over here. Okay, and in fact, that's the majority of people will do it that way. They put the curly brace there and the curly brace there. Okay. I don't like that for teaching purposes, but I don't like that for myself either. Because I lose track of the curly braces. If they're on a separate line, I can see them. If they're at the end of the line, it's real easy to not notice they're there. But the majority of people, professionals, do it this way. Instead of having them on a separate line, they put them this way and that way. You know, I just don't like that way. I don't like it, number one, for teaching because it's harder to point out where they are. But I don't like them personally either. And I've always done it this way when I've been doing stuff for real. So, that's another little thing that...
You know, too, if you click...
So they take and they would take that first curly brace and put it up here. And then they would take the next curly brace and put it there. Okay? And very frankly, I just don't like that, but if you do, feel free to do it that way. Okay? Anybody else got questions? Let's see if we got past this one.
Okay,
guys, you can talk in a minute, but right now. Okay, anybody else have questions? Okay, so there's the problem with doing them as separate ifs. And as I said, the way of other workaround is is to have a whiff if what to do that says if it's not that and it's not that and it's not that and it's not that, then. But we haven't got into that yet, number one. And number two, that's a fairly complex command. Okay. So now I am going to go back and see if we can actually look at one or two more I'd like to do based on the fact that I've given you homework. So we're going to go back. Actually, okay, so I just want to go to my homepage. That's as easy as anything. And get rid of the ink. Okay, so if I'm in programs, the next one that I want to look at is if with if. So here I said, enter the number of points you've earned, and maybe I've earned 25. And then I can choose from group B. Okay, so this is very much the same kind of thing. I said, enter the number of points you've earned. If my points is less than 10, then you didn't earn enough points. Else, if it's less than or equal to 50, you can choose from group B. Otherwise, you can choose from group A. So I'm asking the question, if my points is less than 10, and if it's less than 10, then I am putting into the word message not. Okay, not enough points for a prize. If not, I'm asking, is it less than or equal to 50? And if it is, I am putting out B. Otherwise, I'm putting out A. And then I am writing. Okay, so this is just another simple if statement, yeah.
How does it know what my points is equal to?
Because I ended
it. At the top you put that my points is equal to prompt. That's kind
no, of. No, I did. I said my points is equal to what comes in from that prompt.
Okay, by putting it in parentheses, you're giving it.
The way the command works, the prompt command is a command that puts up a box for the user to enter data into. And so when it puts up the command for the user to enter data, then it knows that whatever the user enters should be saved as my points. And so then it takes and tests my points. But the purpose of a prompt is to get user input. That's the whole thing behind it.
Now I'm trying to figure out, like, the last three, how those are supposed to be.
Okay. Now I'm going to go back. Last three, were you talking to me or someone else?
I think mostly myself.
Mostly yourself.
Anybody.
The last three of what?
The last three curly braces.
In this one or the previous one?
The one we were just doing.
Okay.
Because on Notepad++, what is this big red line that goes down the side?
Yeah, that's what I was saying before. As if the curly brace makes a wall. And then...
Okay, maybe that's why I don't use Notepad++ that much.
Well, what do you?
I just use Notepad.
Regular Notepad.
But actually, Notepad++ is the better way to go.
Like right there, for that brace that you just made, the bigger one, the first else, there'd be a dotted line that goes straight down.
Okay.
Can anything be intersecting that brace? Which was
I have no idea, because I have no idea what you're talking about.
Because I pushed all my...
So,
I think it can, it just...
Like okay, the second else. Can you have that all the way to the left?
Sure.
You can?
These can all... Everything can be all the way to the left. There is no requirement that you do any indenting. It can all be all the way to the left. If I wanted to, I could write this all as one great big long line. And the computer will be happy with it as long as I have the symbols and everything. You know, the person that picks it up and looks at it will question my sanity, but the computer will be happy with it. So I can write this whole thing out as one great big long line and it will work. Okay? So the indenting and all of that kind of stuff is for people. Okay? The computer can handle it in pretty much any way you throw it at them. But there are some of the languages that it can't. This one happens to be able to. But you don't want to do that because it's hard for you to read and hard for me to read and hard for everybody to read. Okay. Let me get through the two I want to, and then we can go back and open this in Notepad and see Notepad++ and see what it gives it. Okay, the two I want to go through are Mass or Rhode Island and Problem 2. And then the while loop I didn't want to get to anyway, necessarily, so we're all set. Okay, so enter your name, Susan. And then I hit OK. After it stops saving. Okay. Enter the state, MA. Okay, Susan, you live in Massachusetts. Okay, talk about obvious. All right. So, what I've got here is an OR. This symbol means OR. And that symbol is the pipe that is right below the backspace. And I don't know what it does on your keyboard, but some keyboards show it as a space in between as it goes down, and others don't. But some of them show kind of a line and then a space and then a line on the keyboard. But anyway, it's the pipe, which is right under backspace, and it has the backward slash on it as well. Okay, so that means OR. So I now said, if the state equals MA, or the state equals Rhode Island, either one of those, then I'm going to do document write, the name, that was Susan, concatenated. That plus, remember, can mean concatenate, and now I'm concatenating. Concatenated with, you live in, concatenated with the state. And then just for the fun of it, I threw in a comma. I could have thrown in a concatenate symbol there as well. And so this, I could have had the plus there, okay? But I put in the comma as the separator. I could have had a plus there. And I then said a BR, telling it that I want to move down to the next line. Well, there's really no reason to move down to the next line, except that I wanted to show you how to do that. But there's no reason to move down to the next line because I'm not writing anything else. But if I decided to write something else, I could. Yeah.
You have window.prompt. Is there a purpose for the window before
no,
that?
No. And thank you because I completely didn't notice that when I stared at it. That's just another way of writing it. It's a way of saying a prompt in a window. Well, the prompt's going to be in a window anyway. So you can write it that way or not. Thank you. So then I say, else put out the name concatenated with, you do not live in Massachusetts or Rhode Island. Now notice that message is all in quotes. So I can be sneaky and stick the BR right inside the message. Because the BR has to be in quotes. But if I've already got something in quotes, I can just stick the BR in and say, there it is, use that. Okay, so that's an OR. So if I have two conditions and either Mass or Rhode Island is acceptable to me, then you get a tuition reduction. If you live in Massachusetts or Rhode Island. So I'm checking to see. Okay? So that is either Mass or Rhode Island. Okay, so I'm asking the question, saying, is it mass? If so, do whatever. Else, if it's not, is it Rhode Island? And if it is, do whatever. So if it's mass, do it, or if it's Rhode Island, do it.
Okay. Now the next one is going to be the and. Okay. Enter your name, John, enter the year of birth, 1990. Enter your marital status, single. You do not meet the criteria. Okay, so this is an and
so you write an and this way. That means and. So up there I said if the year of birth is greater than 1980, which it was, and marital status equals M, which it didn't. Okay? So only one of those conditions was true, so I went to the else. They both had to be true to do the statement where I said, write out the name, you meet the criteria. Just a sec. If they weren't both true, I took the else. Okay? So there's only one way that I do this. When you have two questions, you can have why, yes to both of them. You can also have yes, no, you can have no, yes, and you can have no, no. Okay, those are the only possibilities. If I'm asking two questions, those are the only possibilities. Why will get me this. All the rest will get me that. So if one of them is false or both of them are false, I will take the you do not meet criteria. Okay? If they're both true, if I get yes, yes, then I get the you meet the criteria. Okay, you had a question and then you.
It says marital status equals M. What if
yes.
You type married and not just M?
Then it's not going to meet the criteria.
Okay.
Now, you can be better than I was. And on the window prompt, say, enter your marital status as, and give them a clue what you want to see. Okay? But the only other possibility is, and marital status equals M, or marital status equals married, or, and, you know, you can go on forever. Yeah?
That's the same question.
Okay. Okay. So I have it set up that it will only take it if I enter an M there. But again, one way around that is people frequently put in the prompt what they want to enter. You know, enter MSWD. And, you know, then you've got the four or whatever you think is the right four. Okay, so that's using an and. Okay. Now your assignment, should you choose to decide to do it, is to basically, I've got you writing, I think, five problems. Okay. So you're going to take in the inches of snow from three storms, okay? And then, so you're going to prompt, and they're going to type in the inches for the three storms. So you're going to prompt them three times. Enter for the first storm, enter for the second storm, enter for the third storm. And then you're going to calculate the total amount, so I'm going to add the three things that they enter. And then I want to know the average as well. So that means adding the three things and dividing by three. Okay? So that's the first one. And they get progressively a little more challenging as they move down. Okay?
And that is due?
The Thursday after vacation.
As is the quiz?
Right.
Okay.
There's two things that are due awesome. That day. The quiz, no, it's not a quiz, is it? It's the PowerPoint
whatever
assignment.
Whatever it was down there.
Yeah, it's a PowerPoint assignment that's on logic.
What,
the quiz is due this Thursday.
Unless tonight?
You,
okay.
By midnight tonight. Unless you convince me that you haven't had any electricity for the whole time. but I don't know how you email my phone. But that's run out by now. So anyway, those are the two things, and they're due the Thursday after vacation. And if you have questions, we can spend time on a Tuesday. And if you email me, as I said, I'm going away, so I'm not going to be religious about my email. But if you put, I'll look at it every day or two, and I'll answer some of them. But if you put question on as the subject, then I will try to get to it. Okay? But I probably won't do a lot of correcting. So if you put question as the subject, then we're all set. Okay? All righty. We're done. Still don't know what